This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Hello. From CNN, I'm Jo Beck with the five things you need to know for Friday, February 9th.
My memory is fine.
President Joe Biden has come out swinging after a pretty damning report on his handling of classified documents. Special counsel Robert Hur found that Biden kept top secret files from his time as vice president and shared classified information with a ghostwriter, but said Biden won't face charges because he wasn't willfully trying to break the law and cooperated fully with the investigation. But in a huge political blow, Hur also said he wasn't going to prosecute because a jury would see Biden as a, quote, sympathetic, well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory.
I'm well-meaning and I'm an elderly man and I know what the hell I'm doing. I've been president and I put this country back on its feet.
Some Republicans have already jumped on the report, and it's likely to have a huge role in election campaigning that's already been targeting concerns about 81-year-old Biden's age. The report also said that Biden struggled to recall the date that his son Beau died, which he fiercely rejected in his emotional response last night.
How in the hell dare he raise that? I don't need anyone to remind me when he passed away.
But later in that same address, he misspoke and referred to the leader of Egypt as the president of Mexico. And while it probably wasn't the best day for Biden, it was a pretty good one for former President Donald Trump. Not only is the report on Biden's handling of classified documents something of a political gift for Trump, but he's also on a glide path to winning the Republican nomination, with CNN projecting he'll win the Nevada and Virgin Island caucuses. CNN's Elena Treen is following the Trump campaign in Las Vegas.
He was really the only player in Nevada, and that's because Nikki Haley, his one remaining rival, was not on the ballot, but still a great opportunity for Donald Trump to tout his victory and also try to use some of his more general election rhetoric.
This also came as Trump appears poised for a win in the Supreme Court, with the justices expressing deep skepticism over whether Colorado could remove him from the 2024 ballot because of his role in the January 6th insurrection. The US is not supporting Israel's latest attempt to go after Hamas in Gaza, with President Biden calling it, quote, over the top. He and other officials are highlighting the plight of Palestinians who have endured heavy bombardment and a lack of essential supplies. CNN's Jeremy Diamond says the concern is focused on Rafah in southern Gaza.
That city typically houses about 300,000 residents, but right now it is home to about 1.3 million Palestinians, more than half of Gaza's entire population, as tent cities have sprung up around that city.
I cannot remember when I talked to him. I do not remember. We can look it up.
That was Russian President Vladimir Putin in an interview with Tucker Carlson, where he said he hasn't spoken with President Biden since before February of 2022, when Russia invaded Ukraine. The Russian leader appealed to the US to come to an agreement with Moscow over Ukraine, saying the path to ending the war was through direct negotiations with Washington. In the more than two-hour sit-down, the former Fox News host didn't challenge Putin, giving him a platform to spread propaganda. But there was one moment where Carlson did gently press Putin, asking if he'd be willing to release wrongfully detained American Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich.
There is no taboo to settle this issue. We are willing to solve it. I believe an agreement can be reached.
Coming up, the buzz around Super Bowl Sunday is about more than just the game this year.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
There's a lot of hype around this Sunday's Super Bowl, but not just about the game. While Usher may be taking the stage at the halftime show, the artist many people will be focusing on is Taylor Swift. And there's a lot of buzz around her and boyfriend Travis Kelce, who's playing for the Kansas City Chiefs on Sunday. From stories that she may not watch in the same area as Kelce's mother, to bets the couple could get married at the Super Bowl. Something Kelce said at a press conference this week is, quote, crazy. That's all for now. I'll be back with our next episode, which drops at 9 a.m. Eastern.
Over 37,000 companies have already made the move to NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/briefing. netsuite.com/briefing.